back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. I will be joining Rick Adams tomorrow night at 9 p.m. And that is Central Time. And I hope that some of our listeners will join us. I hope that you will also support RBN by pledging to their pledge drive, by supporting the RBN by purchasing products or by purchasing some advertising. You can do all of this by calling 800-724-2719 or by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Our guest this hour is Dr. John Trowbridge. He was with us the previous hour. His website is healthchoicesnow.com. And we also have two more patients, Carrie Branham and Mike Pogson. Carrie and Mike, welcome to the program. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Okay. Very well. And you?
Great.
Doing great.
Okay. All righty. Doctor, you know, we've all heard that we need to have a better diet and that there's a difference between an alkaline diet and a more acidic diet. Could you explain some of those briefly?
You know, it's very simple. Babies are soft and rubbery and smell good, and older folks are none of the same. And babies basically are more alkaline. Their biochemistry is working in a premier fashion. They are very healthy when they start, for the most part. Now, that's assuming that they had, you know, good prenatal care and a mom that cared and was concerned. I have to warn you that my world view of prenatal supplementation, nutritional supplements, is altered by the fact that everybody thinks you can take a single prenatal vitamin and get what you need, where in actual fact, if you studied nutritional medicine, I got a master's degree in nutrition in 1985 in order to learn what I really should be doing. And they give you in medical school very little training in nutrition. At my school, from which I graduated in 1976, Western Reserve had 4 hours on nutrition in the curriculum, and that was the most offered at any medical school in the country. So doctors, for the most part, don't know where we start with regard to our dietary program. And they say, well, just eat what you're doing. You'll have a major surgery and be told, don't worry, just keep doing what you're doing. You're doing fine. Eat right, whatever that means. And then when you start finding out about eating right, they tell you to avoid fatty foods and eggs, and they begin to tell you that all of these things are bad, and what you should be eating is lots more grains and such. You know, it's not necessarily true. So when you look at alkalinity and acidosis, these are the two conditions, we get more acidotic. We get older and thicker as we go through the years because we don't take as good a care of our body as we could. So when you eat more alkaline foods, which to a large part are lots of vegetables, nuts, things like this, the only problem being that some of those things you can't eat easily and recover from the yeast syndrome. So we have to add them back in slowly. Honest to goodness, when people get to feeling better, the difference is dramatic and they tend to stay with the program.
Okay. Now, in order to treat this yeast issue, do you have to take a prescription like Difluclin or the one that you mentioned in the previous hour?
The one that I like to use is Nizoral because it's so much less expensive. And, yes, you generally do. What we do is we start you out on a nutritional program, a dietary change, okay, a fairly severe one where we have you eat meats and eggs and vegetables and yogurt, so you're not eating foods associated with yeast growth. At the same time, we put you on herbals and essential fatty acids. Well, they're not actually essential. Acids that help control the growth of yeast. Then we also shift you over to the medicine.
I'm sorry, we do have to cut to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob Neuve today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob Neuve today, 888-639-2621.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Dr. John Trowbridge. He is the author of The Yeast Syndrome. That is a must-have book, and you can find it on Amazon or at other retailers. His website is healthchoicesnow.com. And we have some patients, Carrie Branham and Mike Pogson. Doctor, did you want to finish up your thoughts? I know we had to go to a break, and I kind of cut you off there, but...
It's really quite simple. The diet is what we emphasize from the beginning. It's what we continue to emphasize as we are getting people better. And folks say, how long do I have to be on the diet or on these supplements or medications? And the answer is very simple. We squeeze down on the yeast until we have built up your body in the background sufficiently well that you then resume squeezing down on the yeast the way you used to when your body was healthier. So the length of time for each patient to get better dramatically depends on how well they follow the program, how well we design the program, and where they started when they were originally coming in. If they're more sicker, it takes more longer. That's simple.
All righty. Carrie, can I ask you about your interaction with Dr. Trowbridge, why you went to him, when you went to him, and what success you've had?
Well, I've had total success so far, and I started going to Dr. Trowbridge after about 5 or 6 years of not finding any answers and going to the doctor and being told to come back if I still wasn't well in a few weeks. And I had an aunt who had been a patient of Dr. Trowbridge who got very well with him. And so after a few years and moving overseas and coming back, I realized that I really didn't want to live the way I was living anymore, which was very sick, chronically being sick, and I found Dr. Trowbridge, and I have done treatment for the yeast syndrome, and I also received treatment for thyroid in a non-mainstream way at the moment. I've used T3, and I also did allergy testing and hormone therapy, and all of that.
What was the T3 you mentioned?
The T3 is Wilson's temperature syndrome, and that's something that that was a major turnaround in my life. I had always been diagnosed with low thyroid, but I never got better. I would get better for a few, you know, a month or so. I'd feel a little bit better, and then, and this is when I was young, in high school and in my 20s. And then when I really became fed up, I went online and I looked anywhere I could to try to find any answers, and I realized I had a book on my shelf that was the Wilson temperature syndrome, and Dr. Trowbridge is a doctor that will treat for that, and it's basically treating a low thyroid or a malfunctioning thyroid system with T3 instead of T4, which is the Synthroid, which you'll get if you have a thyroid gland that's not working properly, and that by taking T3, I was able to utilize it right away, and it was basically my life came back. And
so you were never on Synthroid? You were never on Synthroid?
I was on Synthroid for many years, but it really wasn't doing what it was supposed to be doing. But the doctors I was going to really didn't know what else to do for me. And I also was dealing with, I was also diagnosed with lupus when I was about 22 years old. And other than taking steroids, I didn't think I had any other options as far as bettering my life in that direction, other than taking care of myself as best as I could. But really, I really couldn't find the answer to that myself. And when I started to have my real thyroid issues addressed and also the yeast syndrome addressed, I got my life back.
Oh, really wonderful.
Regained my health.
That is wonderful. Mike, would you share your story with us, please?
Sure, I'd be glad to, Deanna. I was about 20 years old, back in 1981, and I thought I was just chugging along, just doing fine, and was very active, played a lot of sports, and I was going to the University of Houston, and I just picked up running. I just started falling in love with running. Well, I was out running one day, and all of a sudden, I was getting these belly pains. I was like, man, what is going on here? And in the next few weeks, not only did I continue to have that, but I became very fatigued, and I was just worried. I said, you know, 20 years old, this shouldn't be happening. So I woke up one morning, and just the pains were so bad, I just literally was bent over crying, and my mom, of course, rushed me to the emergency. I ended up in the hospital. They did all the upper, lower GI fun stuff, wanted to take out my gallbladder. Thank the Lord I didn't do that. I said, you know, he only put one of them in here. I don't really want to do that. They thought I had an ulcer, gave me Tagamet, and I ended up going through that cycle for about 3 years in the hospital, three different times doing the same thing. The last time I came out, I had a bad reaction to the medication, and I just finally said, I've had enough, and I was about to give up. I just, you know, said, I'm just going to treat this myself. And just by chance, one of my friends that I grew up with, his dad was over visiting, and he had accidentally shot him in a hunting accident a few years prior, and of course he had to have a lot of blood transfusions, antibiotics, and he told my parents about this book, The Yeast Connection, and so they told me about it, and I was very excited after looking at it. In the book, they have a questionnaire. You answer first about 10 questions. Did you take antibiotics during your life? And I had always had strep throat about every other year. of course, I took a lot of antibiotics. Did you have abdominal pain? I answered 9 out of 10 of the questions. I said yes. Of course, the only one I didn't say yes to was, did you take birth control pills? We could understand that. So after that, then they have another test in there, and you take it, and if you score real high, then your chances that the yeast is affecting your system are pretty high. And, of course, mine, you know, was really, really high. So what happened was I wrote, the doctor that wrote the book was named Dr. William Crook, and he was in Tennessee. And, of course, you know, being in Texas, a long way from him, but I was to the point where I said, I've got to do something. So I actually wrote to him and said, I'm going to come out there on my vacation, and I don't care whatever it takes. The nurse wrote me back and said, you know, sorry, but he's booked up, not taking any new patients. So, again, I was back to, well, I'm just going to try and treat it myself. And then one Sunday, I never forget, Dr. Crook himself called me on the phone and apologized and said, I'm sorry, I can't see you, but here's a doctor that's probably close to you in Humble, which is just north of Houston. And so, of course, I went in to see Dr. T, and, you know, I was still a little bit skeptical, having gone through these 3 years, and I think I saw everybody that I knew's doctor, so I'd probably gone to 12 to 15 different doctors, and they all had told me the same thing when I asked them, you know, should I change my diet? I think Dr. T touched on it a minute ago. They pretty much just said, no, eat what you want, but take this pill or, you know, take this medicine. And I didn't want to do that anymore. Well, when I went into Dr. T's office, which, of course, we called Dr. Trowbridge Dr. T, I saw something completely different. The first thing was, you know, he kidded me about, oh, you want to go back to the hospital and do all the tests with the upper lower GIs again? I'm like, no, I don't want to do that anymore. And he actually had the nurse pick up the phone and call Dr. Crook's office and thank him for referring me, which I thought was, you know, pretty awesome. So he started talking to me. He just touched on it a minute ago about the yeast syndrome and the first stage, which is called the MEVI diet, which stands for fresh meats, eggs, vegetables, you know, mostly fresh vegetables, and yogurt, which was plain yogurt. So he started me on that. Of course, the toughest part for me was the yogurt. I had been, you know, eating yogurt. I thought I was eating pretty healthy, but, of course, the yogurt that I ate had lots of sugar in it, and I had to change to the plain yogurt. So that took a little bit for me to stomach, but since I was going through so much, I said, I'm going to do anything I can. Well, I had the other symptoms that I had pretty much, you know, psoriasis and skin problems since I was a young kid. And I had these crusts that would build up on my eyelids, and every morning I'd have to pick them off. And this went on for like 4 or 5 years. With all these other doctors I'd gone to, I never really saw results except that they masked the pain, you know, with the medicine that they gave me, and maybe it helped slightly. After going to Dr. Trowbridge and starting on the program, within the first week, these crusts that had been on my eyelids for so long started going away. My skin problems started alleviating, the psoriasis, and I started feeling better. The belly pain, it improved, obviously, but it took some time before, you know, that alleviated a lot more, just building up on the program, adding a few things here and there. And it was funny, one of the first things that I added, I had just recently been married right after I started going to Dr. Trowbridge, and I married a Mexican girl, and one of the first things that he had me said that I could have were corn tortillas, which I said, well, that's tremendous because we're going to eat a lot of tortillas. But he said, yeah, but you have to eat corn, not the flour. So my diet for a while was the MEVI diet, corn tortillas, and then just adding a few other things a little bit at a time. And after, oh, probably 3 to 4 months, I just felt so much better. I just like...
All righty.
Yeah, it just improved.
I'm sorry. Mike, that is a wonderful, wonderful story. We do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back, and we'll take some phone calls. So stay tuned.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back. Our guests this hour are Dr. John Trowbridge. His website is healthchoicesnow.com. He is the author of The Yeast Syndrome, a must-have book. And we also have two of his patients, Carrie Branham and Mike Pogson. And we've heard from both of them, and I'm certain that that they are just typical of all the patients that Dr. Trowbridge has. And what is so impressive to me, too, is that Dr. Crook actually called you, Mike, to refer you to Dr. T. And, I mean, you won't find a doctor doing that unless they really care. I think that's very impressive.
Yeah, it was, and actually at the time, the Phil Donahue show was very popular, of course, and he asked me to send a card in for the Donahue show. Unfortunately, I just missed out. They had already gotten enough people.
Amazing. All righty, we have some...
Deanna,
some yes.
This is John. I have to just tell you two things. First of all, Dr. Crook was an absolute prince. He was the absolute typical old-time doctor who actually cared about his patients and cared to educate other doctors. He was absolutely wonderful in his book. The Yeast Connection was what we used for years before mine came out in order to educate patients on it. It's another lovely way of looking at the yeast syndrome. And the second thing I'd just like to offer is that Carrie actually has a bundle of joy you might be interested in.
Really?
Yes.
I do. I have a beautiful almost five-month-old baby. Baby boy that Dr. Trowbridge has helped me to bring into this world healthily, and I really am so glad. I wouldn't have wanted to do it without all of the guidance that I got from his care.
And you have not vaccinated that child?
We have chosen not to vaccinate.
Wonderful.
It is definitely something that was a hard decision, and we've educated ourselves and feel comfortable with that right now.
Wonderful. That is wonderful. What a great start you've given that child. All righty, we have some callers lining up with questions. So let's take a call. Let's take Werner in New Brunswick. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. It's very informative. And what your guests are talking about, and the doctor there's one. Is he familiar with Natasha Campbell McBride? Dr. Natasha Campbell McBride.
Doctor, are you familiar with that doctor?
Yes, I am. Yeah, and Weston A. Price Foundation. And basically, what it boils down to, it all starts it starts in the digestive tract, and it all starts in the guts. We have to have the right nutrition, but then we have to have the right workers in the guts.
Werner is absolutely correct on this. It always starts in the gut, and the second area is always in the sinuses.
Oh.
And fixing both is absolutely critical if you're going to make long-term improvement. He is correct on that.
Now, what I've been finding out over the years, when we are exposed to anything that alters our body, the pH in our body, then it opens the doors for all kind of trouble to rise up. You know, for example, yeast can form. You know, it favors yeast when our body becomes too acidic. And one of the reasons why bodies become acidic, what I found out, is one of the reasons is the air we breathe in.
Oh, really?
Without question. We've got pollution at every turn. The food, the water, the air.
Especially, you know, in cities, exposed to nitrogen oxides, and especially if somebody who is, your guest who has been, who was running at the age of 20, when you're running, you pump a lot of air, a lot more air through, and when there are high levels of nitrogen dioxides in the air from combustion, from vehicles, or in the summer when there is smog, nitrogen oxides, plus there comes ozone, high ozone, the nitrogen oxides, they form nitric acid, it's a very powerful acid, and ozone forms peroxide, and peroxide at dilutions, the pH goes down to 0.42. You know, so basically promotes a highly acid reaction in the body.
Interesting. Doctor, your thoughts?
The important thing that Werner brings up is that we're all exposed to the air, and the real other problem is we're all exposed to the food. And don't forget that the food grows in the air, so the food is also subject to all of the pollution that we are as well. And, you know, the solution is to reverse some of the changes of the 20th century. Unfortunately, there's so much money behind that, that's not going to happen. And when you look at genetically modified organisms and genetically modified food and prepared, processed, preserved food, we're all pretty much sunk. So the idea is to learn how to take care of yourself, and that's what we work to teach you with the yeast syndrome.
And then you combine that with more and more things are being made sterile, the food.
It's a problem. It's a real problem, Werner.
Yeah.
All righty. We do have to cut to a break. Thank you so much, Werner, for your phone call. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite. A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Our guest this hour, our Dr. John Trowbridge. His website is healthchoicesnow.com. And we have Carrie Branham and Mike Pogson. You have a list in the back of your book, in the appendix, about the physicians in each state who may offer treatment for the yeast syndrome. Now, how current is this list?
Kept that current, and it's also a matter of folks moving as well as people getting older. You know, that list was originally developed in 1986. So I wouldn't trust that list completely. However, start down it and find people who, you know, are close to you and see who's still in practice. The real problem with treating yeast is, again, the same as treating mercury and other such integrative models. If some people are really into it, understand it, and do a great job, other people just say, well, I'll give you an example. We have physicians locally who will treat you for a few weeks, and you're all cured.
Mm.
And the problem is not the yeast. I can sterilize the yeast in your body in 48 hours. That's not the problem. The problem is rebuilding the damage that has occurred. Remember, I call this a domino disease. So the toxins have damaged all sorts of chemistry processes inside your body. We have to restore those in order to restore the balance, the biology balance, inside your body. That's what gets you healthy. So having you feel better doesn't accomplish much. Having you get better is the difficult twist. So you need to find someone who will emphasize that for you and over time make sure that you get from here to there.
All righty. Okay, let's take another call. Let's take Gary in Illinois. Gary, welcome to the program.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Got a question for the doctor, and listening to a lot about you know, the whole issue with yeast and utilizing meats and you know, fresh fruits and vegetables. But what do you do if you're in a situation where, say, if you want to eat, let's just say spinach or romaine lettuce or, you know, some of those type of vegetables, if you have an issue with your blood excessively clotting? I'm on blood thinning medications right now, and that's been the biggest barrier to me starting to eat leafy greens without having to take more of the blood thinning medication. So not necessarily as clear cut an issue just for that reason alone. So what do I do? Would the yeast be a part of the problem too with you know, regards to coagulation? I could be interested to hear your input on that.
You know, Gary brings up a problem that is really not unique at all. It's very common, and that is that when you see a doctor, he sees his part of the world. That's what specialists are trained to do. I thought that they learned to use a microscope to really bore down and look at the details. Actually, what I find is often they use blinders. They see only what they choose to see. And, you know, my first book was on clotting systems in 1971, so 41 years ago. And I, in that entire history of writing on Coumadin, have never restricted anyone from the green leafy vegetables, because I have them eat their usual diet, and then I monitor the Coumadin around them. I make the treatment fit around the person rather than the person around the treatment. Again, the reason why he would need the clotting medication and such in order to help his blood be thinner becomes a major issue, and that might relate greatly to yeast or be amplified by, because many of those patients have been on serious antibiotics or cortisone, steroids, and so on. And so that's taking in the big picture. That's when I say step back and look at the bigger picture. So patients who have the yeast syndrome and problems like Gary certainly need to be looked at from a specialist point of view, an integrative medicine specialist. And I might also offer that many of the newer drugs for blood clotting issues are exceptionally dangerous, and people need to become informed patients on that. And might also remind him that natokinase, N-A-T-T-O kinase, is an exceptionally good, it's not actually a blood thinner, but it helps reduce the chance that you'll make random clots.
Yes, and I have a dovetailing on that question, because I've been taking about 2 to 3 different supplements with the idea.
Make sure this has to do with yeast, because that's what we're talking about for the rest of the audience today.
Okay. I just wondered if there it is a yeast issue that that even if I'm taking supplements that are meant to help thin the blood, whether that could be an inhibiting factor as well.
Well, interesting question. It would not directly relate to the yeast syndrome, but some of these things indirectly do, and that's what your personal physician needs to look at.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's take Jim in New Mexico. Jim, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking the call. I wanted to ask the doctor his opinion of brewer's yeast. I understood, I heard several years back that brewer's yeast was rich in B vitamins, so I've been throwing a teaspoon or so in my smoothie in the morning, and I don't know. I just wanted to get your opinion if you thought that was a bad thing to be doing, and also your opinion on honey. Is it a healthy sweetener, I guess, for drinks such as coffee or tea?
Jim, these are great questions. You know, the whole health food industry was founded on brewer's yeast. And when we have patients who have the yeast syndrome, we tell them not to take it during the time that they are crippled and therefore would have those yeast growth factors encouraging the growth of yeast inside them. But after they get healthy, many of the patients can tolerate it just fine. And the only problem with your smoothie is you're not putting in enough brewer's yeast so that you really get enough of the benefit. When we have patients who are pregnant and then subsequently deliver the babies, we say if you really want to make thick milk, add more brewer's yeast to a good protein powder formula and you'll be surprised that the baby will sleep longer through the night and will be much more satisfied with their food.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about honey is yes and no. It's a great sweetener. It's natural, and that's something a whole lot better than the regular table sugar that we get. And most of the sweeteners are actually toxic, and you have to be very careful. Stevia, xylitol, erythritol, these are safe sweeteners for virtually everyone, including folks with the yeast syndrome. Honey is something we add in later, again, because of the possibility that it might encourage the growth of yeast. Those are good questions, Jim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. Thank you. I was wondering, I'm 63 years old, and I've had a pain in my right hip for the past week or so. I've been supplementing with glucosamine, and it seems to be a little more tolerable, but the pain is lingering. You think that could be a yeast-related problem?
Unlikely that it is. It's more like a mechanical problem, and you've got a good start with the glucosamine.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim. All right, let's take Joe in Indiana. Joe, welcome to the program.
Hello, Indiana, and good afternoon to your guests. I just had a couple of quick questions. People suffering from neuropathies or MRSA, one of my patients has a recurring MRSA problem that we deal with, and I'm wondering if this type of program would help them because they're open to alternative treatments.
Oh, Joe, if they've got something like MRSA and you don't treat yeast, you'll never really get the immune system competent to handle something like MRSA. The other thing is that when you get folks who have lingering issues, it really doesn't matter what they are. Most of them will dramatically improve with treatment for the yeast syndrome, and the ones who don't have a serious problem with it will get better very quickly and be very thrilled. The ones who have a more serious problem will never get better until that's actually treated as the yeast syndrome. Great question.
Okay, fantastic. And then as far as yogurts go, do you like those Greek yogurts, the plain ones?
Oh, gosh. My mother was Armenian. I was raised on real homegrown yogurt. She made it all the time. The Greek yogurt is probably the closest to it. And, you know, they make excellent yogurt makers that you can use at home to make your own. Very easy, wonderful, much better food.
Okay, and then lastly, I guess Deanna will go ahead and give your website. I came in a little bit late, but your website, and I definitely want to pick up a couple of copies of your book, too. But thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Joe, thank you. The website is called healthchoicesnow.com because if you don't know that you have health choices now, you don't have any.
Okay. Got it. Okay. And the title of the book, you can purchase the book through the Internet?
Absolutely. The Yeast Syndrome.
The Yeast Syndrome. Got it. Thank you so much. Have a great day. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Dr.
Thank
Joe.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. You were talking about yogurt and the kind there are, you know, you can get the fruit-flavored yogurts and things. What about kefir? You can also get those flavored, but would you apply the same a principle to kefir that it should be plain and not boysenberry or cranberry or something?
You know, the story, Deanna, is that you can add flavorings to foods, and normally when they do it, they're going to add bad chemicals. There's a company called Bickford, B-I-C-K-F-O-R-D, that makes wonderful food flavorings, much more intense than the McCormick and such that you get at the store. And you can take plain yogurt especially, and put these flavorings in, add some stevia or erythritol or xylitol if you need a little sweetening to take the bite off. But, you know, most people after a month say, gosh, I prefer it without the sweetener because it tastes so good. But you can literally make any kind of flavored smoothie that you want by adding real quality flavorings.
All right. I used to make yogurt all the time at home, and for some reason I just got out of the habit.
Welcome to the real world.
Yes.
No, Gary and Mike have been devising their own ways to stay on the program because both of them have been on it a long time.
Yeah, I was just going to say with the yogurt, of course, it was hard with the plain yogurt at first. And, you know, Dr. T at that time said, you know, add a little bit of vanilla extract. But he's right. After your taste buds get used to it, I started using it, you know, when I started adding different things, cereal, because I couldn't have milk, and to this day I drink very little milk. I add it to everything, and it's fine now. I've gotten used to the taste. I don't have to add anything to it.
So your taste buds have become more refined as you've ingested these things.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, I find that, I found that all the way through the program with whatever I had to change to. And everybody can do it. It takes a little bit of time to refine those taste buds. And then, you know, once you get used to it, it's no problem.
That's great. That's really great. And Carrie, what about you?
Oh, I'd have to completely agree. You begin to realize that a lot of food that you buy prepared or get a chance, the major flavor is salt and sugar. And once you start preparing it yourself, if you're in a very good restaurant, then you're actually going to taste what it is you're eating, whether it be a vegetable or meat or any dish that's just prepared, honoring what the food actually is. And really, when you're on this diet, everything you're eating pretty much looks exactly like what it is. If you have to stop and question what's in it, then it's probably not going to be great for you. And I found very quickly that it was easy. And it was definitely a challenge in the beginning, but it was far more of a challenge to live with the illness. So if your motivation is there to get well, no matter what it takes, then it really is just a matter of keeping that foremost in your mind. And time flies because you begin to really get the reward of feeling better. And there's nothing like living your life the way that you want to live it and full of vitality.
Certainly. And I think that anything with a label should be avoided anyway, because when you read those labels, even if you pick up something at the store that should be, you know, maybe two or three ingredients, and then you turn it over and you read the ingredients and there's things that you can't pronounce and things that you wonder, well, why would they put that in this product? Now, Carrie, what about your husband? Does he go along with this diet also, or?
He's coming on board. you know, he's starting to be concerned about his weight, and he stopped smoking after many years of smoking. He stopped smoking when we started to talk about starting a family, and he's seen my success, and now he's actually taking supplements, and he's become a patient of Dr. Trowbridge's, so we are working on bringing him, you know, into optimum health. And that's huge because
that's
he's a
wonderful.
Very strong, healthy person who really doesn't get sick that often.
But did he have a yeast issue also?
No. He just went in because I wanted to make sure that he was okay, and I didn't think there was a better place to go, and I just wanted him to have a better look at his health.
Sure. Dr. T, are you taking new patients?
Always. You know, the nice thing is that when you fix folks, then you don't get to see them very much. Now, as much as I love seeing Carrie, because she's been a favorite for years, you know, you see them less and less, and then you don't need to see them at all, and life is good, and that clears the space for new folks, which we're thrilled to welcome. And, you know, Carrie said something very interesting about how everything has got salt or sugar in it. One thing that we're looking at now is high fructose corn syrup, which is the sugar flavoring in most of the foods now. It was introduced in 1971. Well, you know, it's not really a sugar. It's really a chemical. It's a drug inside your body. And the yeast syndrome was first described in 1978. You start looking at these things and going, you can't buy foods now that don't have corn syrup solids or high fructose corn syrup, whatever. However, they call it by many names. And you start saying, I wonder if that's a large part of how we're getting sick. And so that's the kind of new research I look for to start explaining more and more of why we should be the healthiest nation on the planet, and we're not.
Well, that is very interesting. And corn syrup, that's from corn, and much of the corn in this country is genetically modified.
About 98% or so, I think, now.
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, they put corn syrup in everything from jams and jellies, things that used to be made with just sugar, which isn't good for you either.
Either, but it's different. Look at the candies. They're all with high fructose corn syrup. Very scary. Look what we're doing to our children. And that's why it's so neat, because I get to take care of Terry, and then her child gets raised completely differently. Her husband gets on board because optimal health is the key, not just absence of illness, not just avoiding some of the things that have been there before, but actually getting optimal health. That's the beauty of it.
Great. All righty, we're going to a three-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Our guests have been Dr. John Trowbridge, that is TROWBRIDGE. His website is healthchoicesnow.com. He is the author of The Yeast Syndrome, and that is available on Amazon and other retailers. Our other guest this hour is Carrie Branham and Mike Hogson, and they've told us their stories. I do have an email question from Rick. He said, I had an accident hurting my left shoulder months ago, and it is not healing. How does yeast or other nutrition relate to rotator cuff shoulder pains?
Oh, Rick, you have to understand, one of the other things I do and enjoy is taking care of musculoskeletal injuries, and rotator cuff is generally one of the easy ones to do. However, the question you bring up is really essential, and that is, can people have slower healing from musculoskeletal and all sorts of other health problems if they also suffer with the yeast syndrome? And the answer is absolutely yes, because the yeast toxins that percolate inside your body from the toxic waste dump that is your gut when you've when you are affected by yeast, those dramatically slow all body processes, including healing. So the key in taking care of someone like you is if you have other disease issues or other nagging symptoms, yes, you might have the yeast syndrome, and you should get treated for that in order to allow your shoulder to heal. However, you also need a shoulder specialist who does what's called prolotherapy, P-R-O-L-O, therapy, because that is absolutely essential. If you want to find out more about it, it's on our website.
Okay. Well, I'm sure he appreciates that very much. And I certainly appreciate the stories that that your patients have shared, Carrie and Mike. What wonderful stories. And it's so nice to know that there is a doctor, that there are doctors who really care, who don't just have their script pad out waiting to write you something that the pharmaceutical companies have created. It's just really gratifying to know that there are doctors who care and that there are patients who actually can attest to the care that you've given them. And I'm sure that the four patients that you've had on today are just typical of hundreds of others.
Thousands of others, and yes, they are wonderfully typical, because this has been an incredibly satisfying practice. We're about halfway through my lifetime of practice, so I can't wait to see what the rest brings.
That's wonderful. And you've been in practice how long?
33 and a half years now.
Super.
I don't see any reason to retire. It's too much fun.
Well,
Deanna, I actually started going to Dr. T in 1984, so I've been going to him for about 27 years. And just real quick, because I know you're short on time for your listeners, there is hope. I mean, I was hurting very bad, and Dr. T has helped me so much. You can do it. It takes a little bit of time. The last time that I've had a major illness, 1983, was strep throat. I haven't been sick since.
That is super. Thank you so much. Thank you, Dr. T. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your being with me today, and we certainly need to do this again.
Thank you, Deanna.
That'd be great. We'd love to.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.